speak English.
All right, if you like.
Right. And so, in, how I came in Moscow is a long story, because it begins in Naples. Because in Naples there was, from a scientific point of view, very bad situation. I was in the university, but I went there only for the examinations. I studied alone, and professors were not very interested in research and in scientific research. They were much more interested in teaching, you know. And then I met this book of series of books from Gelfand, which were very famous, and I liked very much the style, and I decided that I should meet this person. And so in the meantime, since mathematics was so uninteresting, the mathematical environment in Naples was so uninteresting, I felt the physical environment much more alive. And I did my dissertation with Caeniello in cybernetics, just to essentially because I knew that in this way I would have had the possibility to go abroad, which surely I would have not have had remaining in the mathematical institute, because I had seen already the experience of other people. So I chose to have maybe a longer way, but more without the ties which the mathematical institute was going to give. And so I had the possibility to go to Soviet Union, because I met personally Eizerman, Makarovich Eizerman, who is a really wonderful person with very deep humanity and very pleasant personality. And we arranged my going there through the exchange between Academy of Science and Italian Academy, Russian Academy of Science and Italian Academy of Science. And I went in this Institute of Controlled Science. I had a very clear idea that I did not want to do cybernetics. I wanted just to do mathematics. And so I pressed very much to know a little. And the first thing in Soviet Union which puzzled me very much was to realize that I was in Moscow and I was working there, I could not go to the university, because I had not a special permission which was needed to enter the university. And this was the first small drama which I met there. And then since I had I was officially a guest of Academy of Sciences and not of I was not officially connected with university, so I had no official connections. So the situation was in a certain sense circumvented with the help of Rosenauer and Eizerman, who introduced me to Gelfand. Well, I remember that the very first sentence that Gelfand told me when I was introduced to him, the first thing he told me, asked me, do you want to become a mathematician? And I asked, well, right, yes. And he said, the first thing you have to do if you want to become a mathematician is to learn the language of mathematicians. That was very puzzled. I remember that I was asking, what is this strange language of mathematician, this kind of Esperanto? And then he gave me a pedagogue, which was Sinya Gindikin. You probably know very well him. Very nice person. With him we had many talks. And they began to go. I should not say it was not so quick, because it took still 3 months to have the so desired and wished the propusk to enter the Moscow University. Then finally there was this important day when first I attended to the Gelfand seminar. And then I became the usual client of this seminar. And then through Gelfand I met Sinai, and I began to follow Sinai's seminar and the statistical mechanical seminar and probability with the mean loss and Dobrushin. So I But the first year was still from the outside. I was very shocked by this impressive Moscow school, such a concentration of mathematicians. It was so different from everything we had in Italy or we could imagine. And so I had also in the first time some difficulties with the language. So I had some problems just to follow. Then after, everything became very easy after the first year, because I began to meet people not only ex cathedra, let us say, as we say in Italy, but also as human persons, so discussing and having the easier the human contacts, the easier became also the scientific contacts with these people. So besides this, the scientific aspects of Russian life, and especially of Moscow life, I began to be acquainted also with the everyday problems which scientists meet there. And I must say that this shock was surely not inferior to the scientific shock I had frequenting, attending their seminars and reading their papers, because what puzzled me at a very high level was just the question, how is it possible to obtain a good science in a society in which the critical spirit is so damped? And usually a good science needs a very high critical spirit. And trying to answer this question, I realized that this critical spirit is conserved in a very small group of people, which transmit each other with in a manner which, from a Western point of view, maybe could be said paternalistic, but probably is the only way out a certain situation where in which this is a critical spirit is not in the society. And it was very useful for me to understand the problem of Russian scientists, to speak with many young Russian people. I remember Sukov and Pieragov, all the students of Dobrushin and Sinai, and especially talks with Dobrushin, with Yaglom, and with other friends of mine, with Rozonov.